Rainey motioned for Walt and Emery to enter, then holstered her gun and fell to her knees in front of Shep's youngest child. At first glance, Becky seemed to be fine. Rainey ran her hands down the little girl's arms, searching for any signs of injury. No cuts, no bruises, no signs of powder burns or bullet holes, or God knows what under these circumstances. Then she noticed the glassy look in Becky's bright blue eyes. Carefully, Rainey drew her forward, and the little girl collapsed bonelessly into her arms. Rainey rushed Becky out of the closet and laid her out on the cool floor. Emery took over. "Dilated pupils," he declared. "Lack of response." "Can you tell me your name?" Becky said nothing. "Can you hear me?" She remained silent, but when he snapped his fingers, she turned her head toward the sound. "Shock," Emery said after a moment. "Probably caused by the trauma. She just needs time." Rainey hunkered down in front of the child, less convinced and still worried. Becky had a smudge of dirt across her nose, cobwebs in her hair. She was wearing a green Winnie the Pooh t-shirt with Pooh and Piglet dancing and a caption saying how merry it was to have a friend. Rainey gently rubbed one of the sooty marks from Becky's cheek. She cupped a hand against the girl's pale face. "Honey," she said quietly, "how did you end up in the closet?" Becky just looked at her. "Were you hiding?" Slowly, the girl nodded. "Becky, do you know who you were hiding from?" Becky's bottom lip began to tremble. "Was it someone you knew?" Becky looked down. "It's okay, Becky. It's all over now. You're safe." Rainey glanced at all the closed classroom doors. "No one can hurt you anymore. I just need to know who did this so I can do my job. Can you help me do my job, Becky?" Becky O'Grady shook her head. "Just think about it, honey. Just think."